This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcome you all to the Tafsir Bites. Tafsir Bites, this is session number 12. Assalamu alaikum. I'm just giving a minute for more people to join, inshallah. So I've got Facebook down here, Instagram up there. I hope you guys are doing great. Alhamdulillah, how are you, Arif? Ahlan, Sister Nadia, wa alaikum assalam. Ahlan, Yasmin, wa alaikum assalam, Junaid. Alaikum assalam. Ahlan Badi Riyad, Ahlan wa Marhaba. Ahlan wa Marhaba. This is Tafsir Bites, session number 12. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am. We finished Surah Al-Ma'idah. And we're going to be doing Surah Al-An'am, inshallah ta'ala. Tafsir Bites, short, sweet. This is not deep tafsir, but it is really nice, very beautiful, something that will help you connect more with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, so it's with Surah Al-An'am. And what I only request from you, those of you who may be first timers, or those who are maybe regulars in this program, to grab a book and pen handy, inshallah ta'ala, to start taking some notes, because this is a session that, you know, it's a ilm session. So inshallah ta'ala, try to take some notes, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. We're all doing great. I hope you're all doing good. Missing you all, barakallahu fikum. Tayyib, let's start, inshallah ta'ala, with Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am is Surah number 6. Surah number 6, and it has 160 ayat, 160 verses, and it's in two juz, juz number 7 and 8. It is also considered to be from As-Sab' al-Tiwal. As-Sab' al-Tiwal are the seven long ones, you know, the seven long ones, which are Surah al-Baqarah, and Surah al-Imran, and Surah al-Nisa, Surah al-Ma'idah, Surah al-An'am, al-A'raf, and then Surah At-Tawbah, right? These are the seven long ones. The Surah Al-An'am, or the cattle. Al-An'am is also, you know, meant in Arabic, is in English, it means the cattle. It's a Mekki Surah. It's a Mekki Surah with the consensus. Although there is one verse, تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتَخْفُونُهَا كَثِيرًا. You know, just one verse, where there is a discrepancy whether that verse is maybe Madani verse. But the majority of the surah, if not 100% of the surah, is Mekki surah, meaning that the surah was revealed in Mecca. And it's called Surah Al-An'am because it talks about Al-An'am in the majority of it, you know, of course, talks about, you know, the cattle and the ahkam of the cattle in Islam. Does it have any virtues, this surah? Is there any virtues like when we talk about Surah Al-Baqarah or Surah Al-Fatiha? You know, we talked about the virtues, or Al-Imran, the virtues of those surahs. But with regard to Al-Ma'idah or Al-An'am, there's nothing particularly about the surahs other than they are from Al-Sab' al-Tiwal, right? Al-Sab' al-Tiwal. 165. It is from the seven long ones. The seven long ones. And the seven long ones are those surahs that go above 100 surahs, or 100 ayah, I'm sorry. Anything that goes above 100, they're called as-sab' al-tiwal, the seven long ones. And then after that, you have the second, you know, category of surahs, which are al-mi'in. Al-mi'in are those who are about 100 ayat, more or less. And then you have the third category, Al-Mathani are those that are less than 100. And then you have Al-Mufassal. Al-Mufassal are those who are, you know, the short ones. So this surah is considered to be from the seven long ones. There's still a couple, you know, couple more. Al-A'raf, which is next one. And then Surah At-Tawbah, which is the, another, you know, surah considered to be from the from the seven long ones. In terms of its revelation, it's number 54. We have 114 surahs. Surah Al-An'am is number 54, right after Al-Hijr. Surah Al-Hijr was revealed right after Surah Al-Hijr and before Surah As-Safat. Before Surah As-Safat and right after Surah Al-Hijr. Asbab al-Nuzul. What are the reasons of asbab or of its revelation? They said, Ahl al-Ilm, it has eight sabab, eight reasons as to why this surah was revealed. Only eight. And most of them are, or these reasons are about the struggle or the conflict with the non-believers. There is one reason pertinent to the Jews, and one reason pertinent to Musaylim al-Kadhab as well. And then there is one reason that talks about the tarbiyat al-mu'mineen, the tarbiyah of the mu'mineen. But five reasons have to do with the struggle or the conflict with the non-believers. What's the matla' al-surah? The matla' al-surah is what's the introduction of the surah? The surah starts with what introduction? Remember, I mentioned there are altogether 10 types of introductions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surahs with, right? This surah starts with al-thana, praise. It starts with praise. It starts with alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. So Allah starts with alhamdulillah, just like Surah Al-Fatiha. It starts with alhamdulillah, it starts with praise. Just like Surah Al-Kahf. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. Surah Al-Kahf also starts with praise. So this surah here, Surah Al-An'am, starts with praise. And the موضوع of the surah in general, the topic, the main topic of the surah is warning of shirk. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the practices of shirk in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the shirk again and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why tests come, why trials come, and who can help you when you are going through the trials? Who saves you from land and sea? You know, when you are in the land or in the sea, you know, or even in the air, who is the one who saves you if something was to happen to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the surah talks about, you know, imaniyat, strengthening your and solidifying your iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, the topic is mostly about warning of shirk and talking about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in a nutshell. If in more detail, the surah is split into two main sections. Two main sections. The first section talks about ta'rif, you know, it's like an introduction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clarifying, you know, about Allah azza wa jal. And then the second section talks about clarification of that which is haram. What is haram and what is halal? You know, not all the ahkam, of course, but mostly talking about al-an'am. Since we're talking about al-an'am, you know, an'am, the cattle, you know, the meats as well. So the two sections. The first section starts from verse number 1 until verse number 94. Surah Al-An'am, the topic of it is split into two sections. First section starts from verse number 1 to verse number 94. In this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with Alhamd, with praise. Praising Him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about introducing himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, astaghfirullah, but you know, tell him about himself, talking about himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, to let, you know, the people, the mankind know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this section also talks about al-akhirah, warning people about the actions, the things that happens in the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about mafatih al-ghayb. What's mafatih al-ghayb? The key to the unseen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم I'm looking for that ayah that talks about the مفاتيح الغيب وعنده مفاتيح الغيب وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. Amazing. This ayah talks about, you know, the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal is the doer, is the controller of this universe, that nothing happens without the will and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. And he has the keys to the unseen. None knows them except him. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And he knows that which happens in the land and that which happens in the sea. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing escapes him. Nothing escapes him. That which you're thinking right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it, subhanahu. That you're thinking, and that which you thought in the past, and that which you will be thinking in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about them in the future. This section, as I mentioned, it's from verse number 1 to verse number 94. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about if something was to happen to you, He is the only one who can remove it. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. If something, any harm was to happen to you, nobody can remove it except Allah. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. If some harm was to happen to you, not a doctor can remove it, not a sheikh can remove it, not anybody in the world can remove it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, when you're sick, you go to a doctor, but the doctor will not be able to give you shifa. The one who gives shifa is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we need to delegate our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the only one who can give shifa subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever dur, whatever harm that happens to us. Coronavirus is an example. Coronavirus is an amazing example. It's dur, it's a harm. It's a harm. Who can remove this harm? The US with all their technology are not able. Russia with its own technology, they're not able. Germany, England with all their technology, France, all their technology and ilm, science, they couldn't do nothing about it. Nobody can do nothing about it. The only one who can remove it when Allah wants to remove it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He will allow for a breakthrough. Yes, He would use a person, a doctor, a group of doctors to find a vaccine, but for now, nobody can remove this harm except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. Allah. You could have your own jet, because now this coronavirus, what really has taught us so many lessons. One of the amazing lessons of this coronavirus is whether you are rich or poor, you're the same. You're locked into your place. Whether you're rich or poor, you could have your own jet. Your own jet. It's parked. You cannot use it. You can't fly. You can't go nowhere. And the one who does not have anything is not going anywhere either. Right? So the only one who can remove any harm is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the hereafter, the yawm al-qiyamah, the day of judgment. ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب برب ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا. And they will say on the day of judgment when they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, we wish, ya laytana nurad. We wish if we were to come back and don't belittle and don't disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. People will say that on the day of judgment. Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning that in the Quran. For what people will say in the day of judgment. They will say, if we were to go back to earth and live again, we will not disbelieve in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the story of the Imam of Tawheed. Who's the Imam of Tawheed? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this also first section in Surah An'am talks about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, with how he, you know, had that arguments with the mushrikeen and how he replied to the mushrikeen and how he argued with them alayhi salatu wasalam. With regard to section number three starts from 90 to 165, because the whole surah is 165 verses. So the second section starts from 95 to 165, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about again al-mushrikeen, the non-believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how he has blessed mankind with different with his blessings and his favors. Some of are this an'am, the an'am, the cattle that he has blessed us with, you know, that we can ride, that we can use, that we can eat from. These are favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding us of his favors subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به نبات كل شيء. Water. He is the one who sent down water upon his mankind. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the favors of Allah, water. We take it for granted. We have water in the sink. All you have to do, turn the knob down and then the water comes out. But that water is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about this this meat. You know, if you were to eat from it, فَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon, you know, this food before you eat it. يعني before you slaughter it and before you eat it, mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. Right? So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that as well in the second section of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Azza wa Jal also in the second section of Surah Al-An'am talks about the reality of this dunya, the reality of this life, of this world. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. This hayat al-dunya, this life, is nothing but a play and amusement. This whole world of 60, 70, 80 years is nothing but fun, play, and amusement. Compared to what? Compared to the eternal life. Compared to the forever life. It's just a play and amusement. It's like nothing. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about that, you know, in the Quran, in the second section of Surah Al-An'am. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about staying away from, you know, not consuming haram and not consuming, especially the cattle, especially with regard to the meat. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرْ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ. And Allah says, and do not eat from that which the name of Allah has not been mentioned on, the meat. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرْ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ. So do not eat that which the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla has not been pronounced on. Halal. So don't, you know, some people said, well, you know, there's a discrepancy. Sheikh has given a fatwa that is meat is halal, this meat is haram, this and this and that. Yahi, why would you want to go through these discrepancies between the mashayikh? Alhamdulillah, we have plenty of halal food now, plenty of halal meat. Go to a halal store and buy your meat. And then come out from the discrepancy. Whether it's halal, not haram. McDonald's, Burger King, is it halal, not halal? If there is no McDonald's, Desi chicken. Desi chicken, it's halal, right? They have burgers as well that are halal. Why would you want to just go into this, into this discrepancy between the scholars and that say, no, it's halal from the people of the book, not from the people of the book. Allah is saying in this section, do not eat meat, which the name of Allah has not been pronounced on. I'm not going to go into the details and the discrepancies, but, you know, just that Allah Azza wa Jalla in this section is mentioning about the importance of consuming halal. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second section talks about the parents. وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْءٍ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Again, about the harams. Things that are haram. Things that are, you know, things that this, in terms of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, don't associate anyone with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, with regard to other haram that people are doing, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. Be kind to your parents. Honor your parents. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ. And don't kill your children, fear of poverty. Meaning fear of poverty, you know, because you know, you're pregnant and you feel like you think, I'm poor, I cannot provide for my baby, so I'm just going to abort them. You're killing a baby, you're killing a soul. You're killing a soul. Although, na'am, in fiqh matters, once a baby reaches, you know, 120 days, according to the majority of the scholars, then it is haram to abort that baby because the malak will blow on the on that baby. Now the ruh has been blown onto that baby, so it is haram to abort the baby unless there is a danger to the life of the mom. And with the doctors, and they have, you know, there's a consensus amongst the doctors that the mom, something bad will happen to the mom or she will die. Other than that, don't abort the baby. It's haram. Allah Azza wa Jal, لا تقتلوا أولادكم, he says.